Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Once again, it's a pleasure to welcome into our studios a representative of the Newport Music Festival. And a first-timer is here, so we have to be kind, but we're going to meet the new executive director of the festival. Jillian Friedman-Fox is here. Welcome to the program, Jillian.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you with us, and we want to talk about everything that's going on at the Newport Music Festival after this long hiatus. Although the festival team has been working hard during the pandemic, and things have been happening, but it's getting closer to being back in full swing again. But before we do that, I want to find out a little bit about you, since you're new to the program here in Rhode Island, and new to Rhode Island, I believe.
That's right.
So let's start out with, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Homedale, New Jersey. So that's kind of the center of the state towards the shore, home of the PNC Bank Art Center. And made famous for Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen are from that area.
Oh, so they're good buddies of yours.
Oh, of course.
Oh, you never know. Hey, it could happen. And so you grew up there, went to school. How did you get involved with music? Did you play an instrument?
Yes, I started playing piano at the age of 3, and in, you know, classic mommy and me type classes, as well as singing in choirs and doing community theater at a young age. Throughout my childhood, I also played flute and guitar. I've just been, in general, very passionate about music, but never really saw myself as being a professional performer.
All right. So that wasn't in the cards for you. Did you go to college and take music also? Or
I did. I went to the University of Rochester and took voice at Eastman, but was pre-med for a little while. So was unsure of my path early on. But at the University of Rochester, I made incredible friendships and connections that eventually led me to the career that I have today through the way of being an agent.
And we're talking about New York, right?
Correct.
Rochester, New York.
Yes, Rochester, New York. That's
just
right.
In case somebody
Not
was
Minnesota.
Confused. Right. Okay. And then from there, what happened after that was done?
So I actually had been intending to go to get a PhD in music composition because I was still really unsure of what I wanted to do. And one of my good friends that I'd met through the University of Rochester and Eastman had reached out to me towards the end of my senior year and said, you know, what are your plans? And I told him about my, you know, budding composing career. And he said, Jillian, you are not made for 7 more years of school. You will go crazy. He said, you are way too personable and way too friendly to be doing that. Come to New York City and work at my agency.
Hmm.
We're looking for an internship and or an intern, rather. And, you know, growing up in New Jersey, I knew that I could make that work. I lived at home and took NJ Transit every day into Manhattan. And it was a lifestyle, but an incredible learning experience. And at the time, I didn't really know what music business was. Now there are a wealth of incredible arts administration master's programs and even undergrad programs where one can learn all the various skills needed to make it on this side of the industry. I didn't know what that was. I didn't have those opportunities. And so I learned entirely on the job. That agency experience really launched the next stage of my career, where I worked at several agencies representing a plethora of, first off, jazz artists. I got to work with Jose James and Robert Glasper, who are now pretty big names in the jazz world. I got to work with Regina Carter and Vijay Iyer, Billy Childs, amazing, amazing roster. And then ended up going to work for Cami Music and joining the incredible roster of classical musicians, working with Long Long and Ray Chen and Cameron Carpenter. And that's really where I started making my transition to classical music, and eventually made my transition to the presenting side of the industry. I'm going to work for the Dallas Symphony Orchestra.
Okay, so we ended up in Dallas, and then from Dallas to here?
And then from Dallas to here.
Okay, and you've been involved with the festival for how long now?
My first day was January 4th, but I was offered the position back in September, and so was working a little bit remotely, kind of behind the scenes for pieces of the fall.
So came right in the middle of the pandemic.
Correct.
Wow, that's quite a success story. That doesn't happen to a lot of people. But I'd like to find out more about, obviously, about the festival and where it's going. But let's get to a piece of music. We'll kind of tease everybody with something that's coming to the festival this summer. Is that correct?
That's correct.
This is called Strum. Tell us about this.
So all of the music we're going to hear today are works that are going to be performed during the festival this summer. The reason I chose this piece to start off with, Strum is one of the most iconic works by living composer Jesse Montgomery. Jesse is a graduate of the Sphinx program, which really advocates for diversity in classical music and bringing up increased opportunities for children from under-resourced communities across America. Jesse is a huge success story, and this piece is a vibrant, joyful celebration of the string quartet. But we're actually going to be doing a string orchestra interpretation of it. A Far Cry Boston-based chamber ensemble will be coming opening night at the Breakers on July 8th. And this is going to be a really joyful way to start audiences becoming more familiar with some of the incredible composers who are working today.
Thank you.
Music that you can hear on July 8th at the Newport Music Festival. And Jillian, why don't we give people the website and phone number in case they'd like to get more information?
Absolutely. So you can see all of our programming as well as program notes, artist bios, all those kind of great details at newportmusic.org. And if you're interested in joining the waitlist for any of our concerts that are sold out, or maybe even snagging a ticket if you can see one online, feel free to give our box office a call at 401-849-0700.
There you go. And people can do it the old-fashioned way. I know, you know, people don't take phone numbers much anymore, but it still works.
We love talking to our patrons, and Reggie, who runs our box office, will be happy to talk to you and help you out.
Excellent. All right. And if you call before midnight tonight, you'll get an 8x10 glossy of Jillian signed, I think. No, maybe not.
Maybe not.
All right. But if you'd like one, maybe we can work that out. Now, the festival has been going many, many years and gone through lots of transitions over the years. A lot of our audience remember Mark Malkovich way back in the day and getting the festival to national, if not world predominance. It was really an amazing thing that's happened, and WCRI has been pleased over the years to participate in getting the word out, and that's what we're trying to do right now with Jillian. And we have another performer that is going to be at the festival this summer, and let's listen to a piece of music. And this is called Fury.
For All Its Fury, that's right. And this piece in particular is called Press from the larger work. And it's by Devante Hines, who is more commonly known as Blood Orange, incredible hip-hop artist who collaborated with Third Coast Percussion. What I love about this piece and this ensemble in general is the way that they are bringing prominence to the percussion ensemble format, which I think is often overlooked in the classical music genre. It brings a freshness and a hipness to the genre, and it's bringing in a lot of new patrons. We're really excited to welcome new folks to the festival, and I think this is starting to open doors for folks. So this is a really fun one, and I hope you like it.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Newport Music Festival. Newport Music Festival is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with the executive director of the festival. Jillian Friedman Fox is here, and Jillian has brought some music with her that she's playing for us about some of the performers that will be at the festival this year. Now, we did go for quite a while without a festival and without a lot of things during the pandemic, but the festival had something going on almost all the time, right?
That's right. I was really impressed with the organization for pushing through during this period of time and staying relevant in the community. We presented a fall mini festival back in October, which made us the first arts organization to bring live music back to the island at that time. And we were really proud of that and sold out 3 concerts, all of them at the Chandler, who are a wonderful partner and really great collaborator. And so I think that gave us the confidence to move forward with this festival and to be able to commit to 17 concerts. All of them are outside this summer, which I think will bring a different vantage point to a lot of our concerts. Folks are used to seeing the inside of these historic venues. Well, now we'll just take a look at the outside as well as the beautiful shoreline. So it'll be a different experience, but I think one that still makes gives you that same feeling of being in an intimate setting, in a historic setting, and hearing exceptional classical music.
There's nothing wrong with being outside of the breakers.
That's right.
Sitting on that lawn.
That's right.
Beautiful spot, no matter what direction you look. So, of course, that leads a lot of people to wonder, well, what about the weather? Suppose it's raining. So check the website, right?
Check the website. One of our concerts has a rain date. A lot of our venues are tented, even though we are outside. And most of those will be rain or shine. But keep in touch with us, and we'll let you know if there's any change in plans. But hoping for good weather.
I'm sure nothing is going to happen. Nothing can go wrong. All right. We have some more music for this segment that you brought with us. Tell us about this.
So this next composer is William Grant Still. He's composing at the beginning of the 1900s, late into the mid-1900s, and is one of the most overlooked composers at this time, likely because he's a Black American composer. This work that we're sharing is The Seven Traceries, which are his more pedagogical works for solo piano, and will be a part of Aaron Deal's performance at The Breakers on Sunday, July 11th. What I really like about this piece is that, it's a really interesting look at solo piano and is very different from his more nationalistic symphonies that he's composing at the time. So it's a great work and one that most folks probably aren't familiar with.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Newport Music Festival.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Jillian Friedman Fox, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival. And we've been listening to some beautiful music that she has provided, which will all be heard this summer at the Newport Music Festival season, which has its opening night on July 8th. And we're going to find out about all the other dates. There's actually a little bit of stuff going on before that, right?
That's right. So the festival is going to run from July 4th through 20. On July 4th, we're going to be performing at King Park for the 4th of July in advance of the City of Newport's fireworks show. So that is going to be a really fun evening for the whole family. And on Tuesday, July 6th, we're having another free concert at Rough Point, which is potentially one of the most picturesque seaside views in all of Newport. So really excited about those two concerts. But then everything kicks off at the Breakers out on the lawn on July 8th, as you mentioned.
All right. And we go from July 8th and down the road from there?
Yep, exactly. And through the 20th, which will be our final evening. And the venues include the Breakers as well as Castle Hill. We're going to be at the Chandler for 2 days, as well as Norman Bird Sanctuary, which will be hosting our iconic sunrise concerts.
Oh.
So it'll be a different view of the sunrise over the ocean, nonetheless just as beautiful. And I think that the birds might join in on some of the performances, offer their own interpretation.
Of course they're going to chime in. I would be disappointed if they didn't. Okay, we have a little more music to listen to. Two more pieces. What's this next one that we're going to hear?
So this piece is also going to be heard on the Arundel program on July 11th and is also a solo piano work. This is Philip Glass's Etude No. 16. This is my particular favorite of this scope of work that he's done, and I think is particularly melodic and might change some people's opinions on the work of Philip Glass.
Thank you.
Jillian, I want to thank you for coming into the studio tonight and bringing the music and the information about the Newport Music Festival to our audience. And I want to remind the audience that the Newport Music Festival, although it has been around for many, many years, will still accept donations. You can go to the website, right?
That's correct.
And that's newportmusic.org. And you can find a place to donate. You can also find out what's going on and check everything out. You can even find some information about Jillian there.
That's right. You can also find details about parking, accessibility, all those kind of fun details for this summer. And make sure you're constantly checking on the updated COVID policies to make sure that you have the most up-to-date information.
Things are changing every day.
It's really a very fluid situation.
Right. So hopefully it'll keep going in the right direction.
Oh, I hope
so. That's the big hope. We have one more piece of music to listen to, and what will that be?
So we are going to conclude tonight with Brahms's first piano trio. Brahms is actually my favorite composer, and I think that he really defined the chamber music in a way that is still very much seen today. And this first work was one of 24 that followed. And this piece is going to be performed by the Boston Trio on July 12th at Castle Hill. But what's really special about that night is they're actually going to be presenting also the world premiere of a new work that we've commissioned by Stacey Garup. So it's going to be a beautiful evening that brings the familiar of the Brahms as well as Fauré, but also a brand new work commissioned for the future of the festival.
Excellent. Sounds very exciting. Jillian, I wish you all the best in your endeavors here for the Newport Music Festival in your new position as executive director, and I'm sure things are going to go great this season. I look forward to more shows with you.
It'll be great to keep talking.
All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.